All right. So we got our first question from FX Dustin. Do you sell the break of zones? No. The reason why I don't sell the breaks of zones is because that's what a lot of institutional traders are doing. I mean, not institutional traders. I mean, retail traders are doing. So just because you're waiting for a break within a zone does not mean it's a confirmation that you're looking for a sell, right? Where a lot of institutional traders are taught that not just to sell high. You want to be selling higher because you're going to still have a continuation of the break of the zone and pushing up to where your previous high or surpassing or creating a new high. So you want to be looking to sell higher, right? Not high, sell higher. So to answer your questions on the break of the zones, and CEO Joe, do you think news made the markets rally and decisive today because we had God and bad news? I mean, good. I think that's what you meant to say. So what happened this morning? It was a whole price ticker. So what a price ticker is already a motive of something that is already preset for what the market is going to do once the market opened up, right? So the market opened up and it was completely bullish and it kept rising because they were pushing a lot of the printed money of the Federal Reserve that was actually due to the whole stimulus bill and pushing it. So yes, the employment was almost about 3 million and that's the most highest it's ever been. So yes, a lot of people got caught, you know, including myself. I did get caught with it just because I was paying attention to what the news report of the employment claims came out. But if you actually look at your charts, it was actually aligned with structure. Like, you know, it came down to a nice high-low position, and then it continued to build off on the momentum. And when you have a market where it's definitely been controlled by emotion, the past few weeks has been an emotional market, I would like to say. All right. Noble Graham, how do you make your stop loss tight without trade hitting it? Well, you want to focus on allowing the market come to you, right? You want the trade setups to come to you. And then you want to determine where you want to place a tight stop. So usually I like to place tight stops if I'm getting into a whole new trend of the market, right? So that gives me more of the wiggle room of placing a stop, placing your stop loss tight. But usually I'm always focusing on getting the entry because that's the most crucial things, and then wait for the market to come down a little and then place my trailing stop loss. Lord, how is KUT better than Hughes Way? The spread. Most of you guys saw on gold, you guys actually look at it, even on your 15 or 1 hour time frame, it caused a huge liquidity spike to the downside, which was due to their wrong of data that they were testing out. I really don't know why that was a reason out of all times, especially with that employment news being announced, but that was the only issue. I like it because I have no issues with withdrawing. But just keep an eye out for new brokers being coming up to the surface. All right, what is the next question? Would you consider GU sales? Well, I'm not looking at the charts right now, but let's see. GU has been still a downtrend. If you guys have been taking a look at it, all right, let's take a look here.
All right, hold on. I'm probably waiting for my computer to actually load up on TradingView, and then I'm going to answer your question, Junior. What would you do if you lost absolutely all your money right now? Depends. Like, if it's all your money within trading, is it all your money in your bank account? I could tell you definitely how I would handle it. I would definitely try to find a hustle. Try to find something that I could actually survive first. That's a major crucial thing. You know, contact your family if you do have family members. But at the end of the day, you have to hustle at this point. If you lose all your money, you have to hustle. There's many opportunities right now that you could take full advantage. Uber Eats, DoorDash, whatever that you could deliver, or, you know, make some type of funds to invest into yourself. Like, you know, for example, like trading, which you don't need to have a huge capital. You know, whatever that you got to do, you got to hustle. You know, that's what it really comes down to. So we're in a definitely better scenario than, you know, the past 20 years where, you know, you only have to work a job, you know, or find someone that's hiring that probably has their own small business, you know, so you can get yourself going. What indicator do you use? Noel Graham, I do not use no indicators. I'm a complete naked trader. I view everything through price action and seeing what price is giving me. And do you go for swing trades or day trading? I'm technically both. I'm usually swing trading on my bigger accounts, day trading when I'm actually giving out trade ideas to all of my students. Let's see. What's Dom? Well, you think 3.6 million would help surge the markets back up where it was? Honestly, no. I think the more money that we keep printing, the more we're putting ourselves in a hole. I think a lot of people are forgetting that we're already in debt already, you know, as it is. So for us to be printing money that we don't have, really, in my opinion, doesn't make any sense or logic. And we're really focusing on the wrong things right now. I think we should be focusing on getting everyone on the same page, getting everyone recovered. I honestly feel like we should be in a complete shutdown. For us having the whole social distance thing, you know, some states are shut down and taking initial steps of doing so, which I believe that's the most smartest move. Some states are not taking that initial action because they're waiting on what Donald Trump giving us the mixed signals saying that we're going to have everything done by April 15, which I hardly disagree. So that's where it's at. I don't think printing out more money is going to solve the solution. It's just like how we're always taught. You can't throw money at a problem and think everything's going to fix, right? It takes a lot of hard work to get everyone in one page as a community, because that's what it really comes down to. Best advice for a beginner in Blue Capital Academy to become an independent trader. Well, the best advice, one, you got to be very coachable. Two, you got to forget whatever that you learned in your previous venture or you're getting started. You got to understand that this is a long-term game of becoming an independent trader, because there's no shortcuts. Like, you got to understand of taking losses as a lesson. And that is probably the most hardest concept to teach for a beginner, because we're taught that, you know, we're always getting tied to our emotions when it comes to making money, when it comes to trading. So learning to set yourself in a different avenue of learning that every loss is a lesson, and you gotta like really, really be very repetitive behind that, because that's very important. It's gonna take a year. Your first year should be your whole lesson, a whole lesson of learning, you know, and then you progress. It's all about training. It's all about progressing. Like, you know, some people have a faster learning skill set. You know, if it applies to them in the correct manner, then yes. So everyone has a different pace of learning, but it all comes down of creating a track record of all of your lessons. So that's the best advice I could give for anyone that's a beginner. Let's see. You use EMAs on trading strategies? If it's a yes, what is your opinion about that? I don't use no EMAs. Everyone that knows me and have been familiar with my academy, I don't use no EMAs. I feel like they're lag. They don't give you all the confirmation that you're looking for, because you focus more on the indicator of the EMAs than what price is actually giving you. So, no. How did you conquer greed? Conquered greed, best way I could put it. So I'm going to give you an example. So when you have money that's placed on a table, right, you're gonna be easily looking at the money, right, and you want to grab it, right? And it's going to be that greed eliminates itself, because you could see it visually, you could see it physically, it's right there. Rather than when you're trading, you have money in your account, you're up, for example, like, you know, up 3K for the first time, and you're like telling yourself, oh no, you want more, you want more. You got to really like humble yourself at that point, because right there now it's digital. It's not physical, right? It's just visual, right? So you gotta tell yourself, look, I'm going to secure my profits. I'm going to thank my future self down the road. I have more equity in my account, and I could able to risk more. You got to look at it as a plan, so you could eliminate the greed, because you don't get nowhere by being greedy at all, like nowhere. And I've learned that, you know, the hard way. It took me a whole year to fully understand that concept, that having the physical money is easy to grab, and you don't even need to be greedy. You don't need to ask twice. You don't need to be like, oh, damn, I need more, because you're not going to say that. You're going to take what you could get that's right there physically. But when it's there visually in your trading account, you got to start to really have that whole trading plan, you know, and be like, all right, perfect. This is good enough. I'm good for my day. I secured more than 5% within my trade. I'm good. I'm going to wait. There's going to be multiple trade setups that you could actually get yourself involved with and make more money. Let's see. Other questions. Interesting question. What comes inside your lifetime mentoring? Well, with my lifetime mentoring, you know, you have unlimited access to me. You get my personal phone number of asking any questions regarding to what you having concern. You get access to my academy for life. So I provide a lot of value, just not with the mentoring part, but inside my value and making sure that, you know, holding yourself accountable on what your goals are, on what you're trying to do and make it happen. Let's see. Whoa, Joe, this question is getting really tiny and tiny. Hold on, I gotta look at this. This is way too tiny to read. So my overall trade analysis were correct, but the market kept playing games before the moves happened, and I kept getting stopped out. Kept getting stopped out. Let's see. Okay, so to eliminate your issue on that, yes, you had emotion in your trade, you know? And if you're over leveraging or using not the proper lot size for your account to handle any kind of drawdown, that's gonna be very, very, very tough. So, and that's where it's gonna play on the mental part of your mind, that you're like, all right, perfect. I'm trusting my analysis overall, but like, damn, like, you know, I kept getting stopped out. If you get stopped out, fine, let it happen. You know, you want to, you know, take a break, recollect yourself, and then come back to where you could find a better setup. It's at the end of the day, you always want to look for a better setup, not just trying to keep chasing your analysis over and over and over, because then it just becomes a repeated cycle. All right. Thoughts on any Forex book? I only have one particularly, is Naked Forex, because, you know, it's truly, truly opened my eyes when it came to trading, and, you know, just gives you a better perspective. Uh, If you had to pick a favorite session to trade, would you choose New York or London? That's actually a good question. When I first started trading, London was my favorite session, hands down, because my first pair that I got involved with was trading basically all of the British pound pairs, but most likely it was more GJ. But, you know, as I got older, as I have more experience behind me, I began to like New York session, especially since I was living in the East Coast in Boston my whole life, and then moving to AZ about 4 years ago. New York session has become like my favorite session. So just, you know, the time difference was really better in my perspective. All right, answer that question. Okay, it's the box strategy and the monthly mentorship. Well, you don't get monthly mentorship with me. You're just getting into the live sessions because I teach twice a week, and my beginner educator, Michael, teaches twice a week as well. So you're not getting like a full monthly, but you are learning on what I'm teaching regarding to my strategy. If you use EMAs, yes, I did answer that question. No, I do not use no EMAs at all. Okay. When you first started trading, how hard was it for you to click that X and close your trade? Oh man, I can't even go how many times I was up on let's answer this question. So when I first started trading, was it hard? Yes, it was very hard. It was very hard to really find where I should enter in the trade setups, right? What was very, very, very important. So that was very hard. But it was also hard when I was up on certain trades and I was always kindly reminding myself like, damn, I'm up right now, I should close. And I always had that regret feeling. So what I stopped doing was stop having those thoughts of me always being up in trades, right? And just do something that's very simple, right? Because everything is with your mind. Your mind is telling you everything that you should do. You're up. It's telling you should be greedy. It's telling you that you should close. It's telling you no, you know, fall asleep. Don't place your trailing stop loss. So your mind is telling you everything. So I got used to clicking. I got used to stop thinking and start clicking that X button because it's going to save me so much better. I'm going to able to sleep so much better, not having that in the back of my mind that, damn, I should have closed on that trade. Damn, I should have closed on that trade. And then guess what? And when you trade for the next following day, your mind is still not clear because you're still thinking about on why you shouldn't close on that trade, and then you're getting to a wrong setups, and that's how a lot of people continuously to keep losing money in their account. So you don't want to have the repeated habits of doing something that's very, very, very simple. Yet answer that question already. Let's see what do we have here. Oh, I gotta look at this one. So when trading US 30, I get that good entry and I know what I'm willing to risk, but when I enter, the spread gives me this is really tiny. Gives me a higher entry price and when the actual price is, yeah, the spread is high. Like, you know, the spread is really high. So I don't know what broker that you currently have. But you know, if you're using the broker, KOT Forex, you could actually use pending orders, on US 30 just due to like the spread being so high. So, that's the reason why, entries is very, very, important when it comes to actually, getting to US 30 because it's not your typical currency pair. So it's very, very, very expensive. Everyone, please, if you guys have questions, put it in the question box so I can answer any of your following questions that I have for you. Is your strategy similar to the Wyckoff method? Some people that you know that have tried the Wyckoff method would say, but my strategy is way more simpler than that. You know, like, it's cool having the whole technical terms behind it. But it's way simpler. I keep it simple. That's how I like to trade. It's how I like to live my life. Very, very, very simple as possible. All right. I think I answered this question. Like, you guys have three different versions of this question. What do you think about trading with indicators? I think trading with indicators is trash. Even using an RSI, like, trash. Like, any of my students that come a part of Blue Capital, I tell you to remove everything that's on your chart. I don't want to see even an EMA. I don't want to see a volume. I don't want to see anything. I want you to be focusing on what price is giving you, what market structure is giving you. Those are the only two components that you need, and that's what's going to give you everything. Yes, I answered that question on Joe. Let's see. Answer Henry's question. Yeah, feel free to drop your questions. Would you consider yourself as an institutional trader? Oh, hell yes. I definitely consider myself. It's the best trader to be. You know, you want to trade how the banks trade, and that's how you make your money. Well, you make bigger money, what I'm trying to say. When charting, do you start at the beginning of the session or at night before? It really comes down to when I actually hop on the computer. So right before, like, New York session starts, I actually like to look at what the market has given me. And then I like to see where I'm going to be looking to be reacting to where price is going to be coming down to or coming up to. What really made you the best trader you are right now? What made me become the best trader? I would like to say within myself. I don't never want to claim that I'm the best at all. Because I love to be as humble as possible. I'm only competing within myself. I don't pay attention to what other people are doing. I focus on what I'm improving today and what I could better myself for the future. So what really made me the best version of a trader within myself is that I was self-disciplined. I knew what it took to get it done. I wasn't willing to give up on the skill set, which I know that, which is going to pay me for the rest of my life if I actually apply it, you know, like, you know, RIP to Kobe, but, you know, I just had the, you know, the Mamba mentality when it came to the charts, you know, full sacrifice, you know, hanging out with friends, you know, hanging out with girls, like, you know, like, I wanted more for myself so I could able to provide for my family, you know, the way how I could get back to my mom when, she sacrificed a lot for me. So it was my way of giving back of my hard work to pave the way. And so now for my future, when I do have kids, they're not going to have to worry about, you know, finding a job, you know, or going to school. They're going to have the skill set that I'm going to pass on the knowledge. With me, I'm obsessed with knowledge, and anything I could apply to, that is where I'm going to be giving my full max. So in my youth, I'm only 28 years old. I've been trading for five, going on for 6 years. Everything that I applied and what I'm sacrificing now is all going to be for the future. Like, I could care less about going to celebrate or turning up. Like, you know, like, I'd rather be home on a Friday night, Saturday, you know, grinding for next week. When I'm done with my trading week, I'm focusing for next week. What am I going to do? What am I going to accomplish? How am I going to help people? How could I influence people in a positive way? So every week is a very consistent week to keep bettering yourself. And that's how you're going to become a better trader, just with the psychology behind it, you know, the discipline behind it, you know, because trading is going to teach you on every aspect of life, not just because of the money wise, but everything with the mental part. Are you a swing trader or a scalper? I'm a day trader and swing trader, never a scalper. Just to me, I just don't like being on the charts, you know, all day if I'm scalping, you know, like, you know, but I do respect people that are, you know, that's just not my liking. It's just, you know, my setting. It's not my setting. So I like to, you know, day trade for a couple hours, you know, swing trades on my bigger account and just chill, you know. So, and I keep it smooth, keep it simple. And then you don't need to, I don't like to be on my computer like 8 hours or 7 hours because this is not a job for me. This is a skill set that I like to work hard for so I could have more time to myself, you know. Jeez, I just answered the same question by the same person. It's funny. Let's see here. Do you meditate? No, I don't meditate, but I'm definitely looking more into it. But I know I definitely pray before I get up. Every time I wake up in the morning, you know, I thank God for, you know, giving me a whole nother day, you know, continuously to keep, you know, giving me blessings and able to keep blessing other people's lives at the same time as well. So, no, I don't meditate, but I'm definitely open to meditate and trying to. How long did it take you to make your first K? It was ending of my second year getting into trading and going into my third year. So that's when I actually hit 10K. So it was very exciting. I was just like, wow. Like, you know, I've always dreamed and wished that I had 10K in my bank account. And after that, when I did that, you know, when I first hit my 10K, I gave majority of that to my mom. And, you know, I just gave her the money without her even, you know, acknowledging it. And she said, where did this come from? I was like, remember all those nights and days that I sacrificed and getting fired from my jobs left and right, and you driving me to work because I didn't have a car at the time? Yeah. That was what I was doing in perfecting my craft and giving back. And I remember like it's yesterday. She was crying. It was just like tears out of joy. And that made me, you know, solidify myself that, wow, like if I could keep going with this skill set, like what could it take me, you know? So she's became my major catalyst in life, you know? So it made me kept going. Let's see. How long did it take you to be profitable consistently? Honestly, after when I hit my 10K, ever since then, I became very consistent. Loss, but it was a lesson. I didn't take it as a loss, and I just kept consistent ever since then. So most of you guys don't know, like I also, when I did that, I was also giving out signals for a whole year. I had almost about 4,000 plus people in my Telegram chat. People were making 5, 6, even 7, 8 figures with me. And it was just all about giving what I was actually taught, because I am self-taught, and, you know, just sharing the wealth, because I know a lot of people needed money, at the time, and, you know, it was just my way of giving back. I joined the academy, and love it. Keep it up, guys. Hey, thank you, Amber. Appreciate you. What would you do if, I think I answered that question already. Yes, I did. What was the odd moment when you knew you became a successful trader? Oh man, very great question. When I first hit my, I think it was like my first 50K day. No, not first 50K day, my first 100K day. I was excited. Like, I was just like, wow, like, damn. Like, all those sacrifice, all that hard work, all that chart time, like, damn, like, I was like, fuck, like, it was very hard to take, you know, even my brother watching me, you know, he was there when I accomplished it, and, you know, and for the first time in my life, I could actually celebrate something that was very worth celebrating for. You know, not like the typical weekend, everyone's turning up, like, you know, this and that, just because they want to go out. But, like, I actually went out and actually celebrated in a long time. Like, you know, and that felt really good that I did that. And I was just like, wow. It hit me that, yes, I became a successful trader, but I know, in my humble way, that I'm not done yet. Like, I'm just scratching, you know, the tip off of my potential. Any other traders you look up to? No, I really don't look up to any other traders, you know, because I believe that when a lot of people look up to a lot of other people, they sometimes, you know, like, I could be wrong about this, but they tend to lose their own way of how they should want to become a trader in their own right. So I just, you know, I stay in my own lane, you know, I look up to myself and I keep holding myself accountable with my goals and everything. And that's the only person that you should be only looking up to is yourself. Cause at the end of the day, you're the one that's going to be putting the hard work. You're the one that's going to be creating your own success story. So be your own story. You take fundamentals when you analyze the market. If yes, not why, or only price action? No, I use fundamentals. I'm great with fundamentals and technicals. You know, they go hand in hand. You know, when you understand both, you become very powerful on the charts. You know where price is doing. You know what the fundamentals of the news that's actually being dropped, and you know how to react to it. So. Yeah, those two go hand in hand, and I highly recommend for every trader to know the fundamental side and the technical side as well. What has been a day in which you have lost the most money in trading, and how much the best day? The most I've ever lost in a day was 275K in a day. The most I've made in a day was a million. So if that answers your question. When you come in to visit, man, that's actually a good question. I'm on prep, so I really can't do anything right now. So until everything dies down with this whole quarantine and the whole coronavirus, definitely will keep you updated on that. Let's see. So for clarification, the box strategy isn't in the mentorship. You just answered your own question. How long did it take you to be a profitable consistently? The ending of my second year going on to my third. That's what I would say. That's the most common question I get all the time. Let's see. Thoughts on equity market bull run the last couple of days? Like I said previously before, it's really becoming an emotional market. So everything has been being driven by what everyone thinks is what's going to happen. Like, you know, just hearing about the whole stimulus bill, everyone thinks this is going to be it. This is going to be saving it. So that gives the momentum of the whole bull run. So it's been a very emotional, you know, I've been telling all my students that the media has really been controlling the full aspect of all of this breakout. So, you know. What's the perfect amount to start trading? The more, the better. I get that question on a daily, you know. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not going to advise anyone how much money you want to start. Whatever works in your financial situation, start from there. You know, that's my best question and response that I could actually give anyone. I've been trading for 8 months consistently. Any advice? Keep going. Don't give up. This is, you're only beginning your journey. 8 months is still, you're not even enough time. You got to keep going. And then you're going to realize in value, like, damn. What time frame do you mark your support and resistance? Well, your support and resistance is at every crucial level. So wherever price is creating a whole new high to your bottom, that's your support and resistance. So like you don't need to really mark it up, because if you know how market structure moves, you realize where it's creating a resistance and support multiple times. What do you think about trade is a market and the world's going on these days? Like I said previously, it's an emotional market. I still think there's still room for it to keep coming down, because all of the bills that they're trying to pass, you know, they can't avoid what is going to happen, you know? So we, you know, as a community, as our generation, we have never experienced this. You know, I don't know if people have been old enough to experience the 2008, basically recession. I know I was almost about like, what, 16, 15 at the time. And, you know, that was like the year after my mom bought her house from scratch, and just saw the disappointment on her face of just not able to, you know, to pay bills and stuff like that. So we definitely have to be more of a community, especially with this whole coronavirus, that we could, the situation where it comes to eliminating is within us. It's not with the markets. It's us containing this and staying strong together, so we could actually go back to what we were regularly doing and make the world a better place. So that's why it's really coming down. It's been a very emotional market. Everyone's just trying to have hope and try to have this recover. So that's the reason of why everything's been going up in the world. False information, of course, that's been really, really been misleading as well. How did you overcome losing when you first started trading? How I overcame losing, it was just reverse psychology. I loved it. You gotta love it. You gotta love trading your wins as your losses. The moment that you actually grasp that understanding, the more you're gonna have an open mind to like, wow, that's how you're gonna remove the emotion of that losing trade. You know, if you haven't been having a losing week, go ahead, recollect yourself, come back next week, have a whole fresh new mindset. Take a break. The chart's not going anywhere. Forex is not going anywhere. Forex is never going to crash. It's a currency that's always going to be exchanged, no matter what country that you're participating in. So that's how I really overcame losing. I had to embrace it. I had to love it as my wins. And the more you keep accepting that, the more you're going to be like, wow, like, man, trading is not for the weak. Trading is a very hard skill set. Ooh, excuse me. Let's see. We answer a few more questions, and we're going to call this a wrap on here. What time frame do you look in for an entry on specific US 30, G30? Small time frames. Just due to like the high of the spread, you want to go on small time frames, because for you to trade on getting entries, I wouldn't even suggest trading it on high time frames unless you had millions of dollars in your trading account. But yeah, small time frames for entries. All right, we're going to answer three more questions on here. Where do you see oil in 3 months from now? Hopefully it comes down, but you know, I only like to react to what I see at current day. I'm not looking to the future because we're not there yet for 3 months. So it's always better to stay focused on taking one day at a time and then realizing, all right, perfect. You hear that? Four people left because they saw that I sneezed. I was like, please, I don't get sick. Like, I have a very strong immune system. So how old were you started trading? Well, you do the math. I'm 28 years old right now. I've been trading for 5 years. All right, I'm going to have a last question here, and then I'm going to call it a wrap. Oh, my God. Lamborghini soon? No, I cannot fit my ass into a Lamborghini. I'm 6'4". I'm just way too big. Like, I can't. Just can't. It's just not my car. So, you know, I just had to come to terms with that. Okay, let me answer this one last question that we're completely done with the Q&A's. How did you get into Forex? If you haven't heard about my story yet, if you type my first and last name on Google, you will see like my publications on it, on how I got involved, if you want to take a deeper dive into it. But I got involved into Forex by a good friend of mine when we were part of a company, an equity marketing company called Wake Up Now. And we were actually so tired of it because, like, at the end they just kept, you know, releasing new products and services. That's one thing that you always want to pay attention to. When an equity marketing company is releasing multiple services, you know, the end goal is for you to keep squeezing more money to be paying and being consistent. Hey, they need, you know, the excitement to keep continuously keep going. And that's what I realized to Wake Up Now. Like, I was founder seven. I was high up there, but the company went to shit. You know, it was just lack of leadership. If the leadership was great, it would have been phenomenal. I didn't want to do anything else. Like, every network marketing company was just honestly not interesting. You know, it wasn't appealing to me. So he introduced me to Forex, and of course I did my due diligence or my research on it, and I was just like, whoa, how come I've never heard about this? Like, you know, it's the largest, you know, industry in the world. Don't need to be smart, you know, which, you know, I wouldn't say I'm like the most smartest person, but I'm knowledgeable. I did that, and I found out you could use your phone and trade. And so I didn't look at it from the money aspect of it. I looked at it from, man, if I actually master this skill set and I could duplicate this, then, you know, I could really truly change my life. So, I'm glad that he introduced me to Forex, because if it wasn't for him, I probably would have never known, or I probably caught the whole trend or wave pretty late on it. So, that's what it really comes down to, on finding out, how I got involved with Forex. And you know, I'm truly grateful for the skill set. I wouldn't change anything in my journey. It's truly, you know, gave me, the ability to provide for my family, to live on my own terms, you know, to help others at the same time. So, and not having a boss telling me what to do and just living my life. So, it's the best skill set. I highly recommend, but it's not for everybody. And some people, you know, I get, as long as I've been trading, I get to know, from time to time, if, you know, trading is not good for a person. Cause I have multiple students that just come and they have that rich mindset mentality. And it's just like, and I have to tell them straight up, Like, you know, trading is not for you. Like, you know, if you don't see this as a long-term vision, long-term goals, it's going to be a very tough road. Yes, I am going to leave this live up. So if you guys want to feel free to rewatch it, or if I did answer your questions on the live, congrats. This will be uploaded for episode 30 for Blue Cat. So I hope you guys I hope I was able to answer most of you guys' questions. You know, you guys will probably get a good feel for who I am as an individual. You know, I just keep everything simple. You know, I'm not the flashiest person. You know, I just enjoy helping a lot of people and making money in my own terms privately and keep it going. Junior, you should know where GU is going. GU's been on a good downtrend. So I'm gonna have to keep my eyes, but just feel free. You can message me. I'll message you on it because I really couldn't get on my computer to actually look on TradingView. So GU and Sneeze. Humblest in the game. Appreciate you, Josh. So I hope you guys have a wonderful night. Stay tuned. I am going to be doing another podcast for a friend on Monday. So I will probably have that on live so you guys could hear the questions that he's going to probably ask me. I believe at 4:30 p.m. PST time. You guys could tap in. So you guys have a wonderful night. Stay blessed. See you guys on the other side.